Boss Keith's top five. Yeah. Let's find it.
Yeah.
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, top five.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I won't be as dirty as her. She wins.
Nice.
My button pushing fingers.
You're quick. You know, if you listen on the stream, though, it doesn't drop. So no, it's hysterical.
It's a treat.
Yeah. So I was listening on the stream, and it's just one swear after another, or like one really offensive thing. And I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Nice.
This is the NC-17 version.
Nice. Yes.
And some of it you sort of miss because she talks fast, and you're like, wait, what did she just? Oh, yep, she did. Okay, yep. Good. I hope he caught that one. So hopefully the FCC wasn't
listening.
He was all over it.
Yeah, I think you got them all. Yeah.
Even when they were swearing in another language.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Do we have to dump those, though?
I guess. I don't know, but I don't want to find out
Took no chances.
Right. I think it's got to be like really famous foreign language swears. Oh. Like, you know, the Italian word for FU, like, is famous, right? If you heard that, you would know it. So she said ones that I don't think the average FCC official knows. So maybe we'd be okay.
Right.
But yeah, probably the right move.
I dumped them.
Yeah, probably the right move.
Yeah, why ask why?
When I showed up, Ruth said to me, she was out in the hallway. She goes, oh, she's like four swears away from saying all seven.
Nice. Nice.
That's right.
Keeping score.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. As everyone knows, I hate this Super Bowl. I do love pizza, so that's fine. So we're still going to have a fun Sunday. But here are my five thoughts on Kansas City versus Philadelphia.
Okay.
Okay. Number five, alert. Sydney Sweeney is in one of these Super Bowl ads.
Oh.
It is a mayo ad that takes Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan and remakes the deli scene from When Harry Met Sally.
I saw that. It's a great, great spot.
When I read this originally, I was hoping that Sydney Sweeney would be doing the Meg Ryan part of famous deli scene. Sadly, she does not.
No.
She just has a cameo.
Just watch the show she's in.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that in the show.
Well, side note, check out the movie Voyeur.
Jesus Christ.
One of her earlier works. What a film. So,
really?
If you're a Sydney fan like I am, write this one down. It is called Voyeur.
Right.
You don't need to watch all of it. The best parts are available on all your favorite internet sites.
Would that make you a voyeur?
Just watch Euphoria.
No. Euphoria is fine. But Voyeur has a 2.5-minute scene that is worth your time. I'm just, it's excellent.
He knows the length of the scene.
Seriously. Hey, you pause it at this one part right here.
So no matter how mad the game gets you, just know that Sydney Sweeney will be in one of these commercials.
Okay.
Number four, speaking of ads, AJ just said it. I hate it. I hate that the ads are out ahead of time. I want the ads to be a surprise.
They used to be, yeah.
Yeah, the way it was when it was better. Now, every single ad is out, and you can't duck them. You know, they're in your Instagram feed. They're in every
Facebook,
article you read.
Yep.
It's all been ruined. I think I've seen every ad that's going to matter.
$8 million for a 30-second spot. That's why you're seeing them.
Right, so they're like, we're going to get the most out of this.
Yes, they were the most play.
But anything that looks exciting has basically been ruined. So the internet, once again, has ruined everything I love. Quick list. Malls, movie theaters, and now Super Bowl ads. Those are three quick things the internet has ruined. Ugh. Number three. It's been all winning.
But you get to see Voyeur.
Right. Yeah. Right. I guess I don't have to buy the DVD of Voyeur.
Yeah, if you look at the scale of things.
Right. Kind of evens out.
Number three. This week, a lot of wing talk on this show. So much wing hype. I don't like wings.
Oh.
I know. I'm a communist. I hate flats. I hate spicy things. And I hate weird flavors. So that guy yesterday, peanut butter and jelly wings, and everybody here was pants off about it. I was like, ugh. These sound disgusting. Who wants these things together? So if it comes down to it, we're trapped on a desert island.
Uh-huh.
And all they have is wings. I guess I would have drumstick mild. End of list. Like, that would be what... So if you're having a party and I'm there and I'm already bitchy...
That sounds like your description.
Keep taking
drumstick mild.
Swipe left.
That would be your fighter name.
Drumstick mild.
Nice.
It's true.
In this corner, drumstick mild.
Keith, drumstick mild Dakin.
So on Sunday... We're going to have pizza, I'm going to air fry mozzarella sticks, and nachos with nothing but cheese, because I don't like things on the nachos either. No guacamole, none of those things. Nachos, cheese, you know, drumsticks mild.
Is the boyfriend coming over?
He is, yes. So he will be there. He's going to be a little late, and I was, but if you get there at halftime, buddy, I can't promise what my behavior is going to be like. Yeah. So, but yeah, so he's coming over. My younger daughter's going to invite a friend over. What a time we're going to have.
Right. I would pay money for the audio of his responses to his parents' questions. So how was it over at the daycare? Just, I want those responses.
He'll say drumstick mild.
But really, every time he comes over to my house, it would
every time he goes home.
Poor guy.
Knee therapy.
I had to sit under like a hanging Pat Mahomes. I don't know. It was very weird.
He's such a nice, smart, mild-mannered kid, and it's this, all the time. Right. I feel bad, really. All right, number two. I hate you, Travis Kelce. Oh, he's the new Rock. He's America's teddy bear. He's great and manly and awesome. He isn't. He is a fame whore. He's not as good as Gronk. I don't like him.
Is he a fame whore?
He's a fame whore. This is all...
Because he's dating someone famous?
It's not even that.
He doesn't really have a choice.
Nope. He's got this stupid podcast.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever listened to it. It is... And don't, because it's unlistenable.
Yeah.
It is him and his idiot brother. It's unlistenable. So it's that. He hosted SNL. He's trying to be in movies. He also dates Taylor Swift. Like, he's in all the ads.
He's living your dream life. That's why you're mad.
No. I hate this man. I hate his behavior.
I couldn't tell.
I think he's oversaturated. I don't like the media's fascination with their relationship. I hate all of it. I need him.
This isn't even new. Like, this is like 3 years now. It's
worse.
Been too much.
This year's worse. It feels worse mostly because of the Gronk comparisons. Right. Now we're getting to the point where they're like, is he a better tight end than Gronk ever was? Which I also don't like. But I need a tragic Aaron Judge, Scott Norwood, Bill Buckner style thing to happen to him in the Super Bowl. I need him to do something bad that everybody just remembers
He's
that forever.
Remembered for that. Right.
Right. And they're like, oh, remember that Super Bowl? When
they would have won.
If you didn't do
that. If he didn't drop that easy pass.
I need it. Right. I need it like air. So bad.
Like air.
And then she dumps him, and then he just becomes a fat loser nobody. And that's his career arc. That's what I want.
You know what this means? He's going to have the
best
Sunday.
He's going to be the MVP
in Super Bowl history.
He just blessed him.
Number one. I've been on the record on this show, but not really because we deleted the podcast, but I'm not a fan of Patrick Mahomes. We are at a critical juncture, guys. He cannot win 3 Super Bowls in a row. Can't. Because then the Brady, better than Brady talk will be at full volume, and I cannot have it. Now, I won't say that I want him to have a career-ending injury during this game, but I'm not saying that. So if something bad happens, it is what it is. I need a blowout loss. And the home of cheesesteaks and where my friend lives and has a tremendous pool, I need them to come through here. I don't like Philadelphia. It's not like I really care. I don't really like the Eagles, but I need the Eagles to play the best game in the history of the Eagles. Because this cannot happen anymore. This dynasty needs to end in a tragic way. It needs to be a terrible, terrible ending. That's what I'm looking for.
Well,
or the power can go out like the last time they had the Super Bowl.
So we have been having problems with airplanes.
Now, I didn't say any of
I
these
think
things.
They're already out there.
No, you yelled it.
I'm just saying I need this to go poorly for the Chiefs in some sort of dramatic fashion. It can't be they just lost by one touchdown. I need a blowout or I need a mistake that is so bad that the fan base is sad forever.
You're hoping for like a throwing arm amputation of Patrick Mahomes. That's what you're hoping for.
I'm just saying that I need something interesting and terrible to happen on Sunday. So that's what I'm rooting for. Go Patriots.
You're going to have a horrible Sunday.
Damn. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Jazz and AJ. Boss Keith. Top 5.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.